This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Senate negotiators have reached a bipartisan framework for legislation responding to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a measured breakthrough offering modest gun curbs and bolstering efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. The proposal falls short of tougher curbs sought by President Biden and many Democrats. But even so, if it leads to the enactment of legislation, it would represent a turn after years of gun massacres that have yielded little but stalemate in Congress. In a statement, the president says while it does not do everything he thinks is needed, it reflects important steps in the right direction. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, have already released a statement calling for passage. Leaders hope to push any agreement into law quickly, they hope this month. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ukraine's president says Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
In his nightly video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was proud of the Ukrainian defenders that are managing to hold off Russian troops in the eastern Donbass region. Do you remember how Russia hoped to capture the entire Donbass by early May? It's now the 108th day of the war. It's June already and Donbass is still holding on. After failing to capture the capital Kyiv early on in the war, the Russians focused on capturing the parts of the Donbass region that was still under Ukrainian control. However, the move proved to be more challenging than expected and has turned into a long, laborious battle, thanks in part to the Ukrainian military's use of Western-supplied weapons. I'm Karen Chamas.